During the February 5th Wichita City Council meeting, David Gitrich with Kansans for Life had his assistant unload a cardboard box of forms filled with thousands of signatures while he addressed the council.
In what could be the largest petition drive ever conducted in the Wichita metropolitan area, thousands of residents have joined together with elected legislators, various women's assistance organizations, members of the clergy, area leaders, and families from the community in signing a petition to the City of Wichita and the Wichita-Cedric County Metropolitan Planning Commission to express that we do not want a new abortion clinic in our residential neighborhoods. We want to keep the peace and safety for our family-friendly city.
Gitrich said the citizens who signed the petition are requesting that the City of Wichita and the Planning Commission take a long, hard look at the zoning of the business at 5107 East Kellogg.
It should be noted that even though the business has a Kellogg address, the only entrances for cars and pedestrians are a half a block down on Bleckley, a residential neighborhood.
Julie Burkhardt is the founder of Trust Women and owner of the new Southwind Women's Center, formerly the Tiller Clinic that closed after Dr. George Tiller was killed in 2009.
The building that we purchased had been used as a medical facility prior to our purchase. Also, when that building was on the market, it was marketed as a medical facility. That is the way that property is zoned, and there are several examples within our neighborhood of other types of medical facilities. So therefore, we are not out of line in terms of zoning when working to reestablish a medical facility on that property.
The reason that over 14,000 people signed the petition is because they are aware of the problem in that neighborhood when that business is open.
David Gitrich.
Now, while it is closed, the City Council and Planning Commission should study the situation in depth on behalf of these citizens to see what's proper zoning for that neighborhood. The business should not be allowed to open until this request for a zoning change is resolved.
Well, I think that everybody's entitled to their own opinion. However, we cannot dictate what women choose on a personal basis and within their family dynamic, what is going to be right for them. So these 14,000 people within the City of Wichita having their own opinion, that's absolutely fine. But we are zoned as a medical facility. We're going to open up a full-spectrum OBGYN clinic where we can serve women's needs in this community.
Burkhardt says the goal is to put a different model in place. She says three physicians are working to help start up the clinic, which she plans to open this spring.
We want women who are pregnant, who want to continue their pregnancies, to be able to come and see us. We want to be able to provide women with resources if they would like to adopt their babies out. And then also, if a woman is not able to continue a pregnancy, we will offer abortion services. So it's just a full spectrum of OBGYN care for women.
Gitrich told the council the clinic has a history that goes back a long way.
In 1991, literally thousands and thousands of people were in that neighborhood for days and weeks on end. Hundreds of police were involved in the Summer of Mercy, and the whole world came to refer to Wichita as the abortion capital of the world. Over the years, there have been very large crowds in that neighborhood that include many families with children and infants. There have been hundreds of prayer vigils as well. Every day, there were people in front of the business offering materials and assistance to potential patients. There were problems with parking for several blocks around the neighborhood. There were problems with noise, and even graphic images were displayed in the neighborhood. But in 2009, when the business closed, the neighborhood changed significantly.
I know that the Kansans for Life folks who have been circulating, you know, this petition have said that, oh, we're going to be a nuisance to the neighborhood. Well, we are going to be inside the medical facility providing medical services to women. And it is the people outside who wish to prohibit and deny access to women who might need certain medical services. So, you know, I just want to remind that we're not the ones jamming up the streets. We're not the ones on bullhorns yelling at women as they come in. You know, we are wanting to be inside providing good quality medical care.
Gitrich says the protection of public health, safety, and welfare is the basis for zoning.
It is also the basis for our request. The threat to public health and safety and welfare when this business is open versus when it is not open. Normally, businesses at this high level of vehicular and pedestrian traffic are zoned commercial so that there's reduced threat to public health, safety, and welfare.
According to her attorneys, Burkhart says the rezoning request is unprecedented, and she says the city cannot start the trend of spot zoning.
If people are allowed to zone us out in that way, spot zoning, then who's next? There are plenty of businesses that I might not agree with in the city of Wichita, but does that give me a right as a non-owner of that property to tell those folks who own those properties how to conduct their business? And so I think that that's a trend that we would not like to see in this city.
We believe that every person is precious from the moment of conception to natural death. The measure of every institution is whether it threatens or enhances the life and dignity of the human person. We ask you to do all you can to protect the lives of those who are most vulnerable to the unborn.
City Council members have requested city staff provide more information about the rezoning issue before weighing their options. The Planning Commission could decide whether to initiate rezoning the property during a scheduled meeting at City Hall this afternoon. For KMUW News, I'm Carla Eccles.